This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. As we learn the Mishnah Yaimis for this Wednesday evening, the third shir of the evening, Baruch Hashem, as we just finished the Chumash shir, and we are learning Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shlomo Ben Avraham Halevi Pearl Bas Reuven, sponsored by the Fisher family, also Lila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, L'Rufu Shalem for Eliyahu Moshe Ben Chai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yileah, for the Schus of Avraham Ben Yom Ben Nishma Malk Yehudis and family, Mayol Klugman and family, L'Rufu Shalem for Hinda Bas Chai Yisara, Yitzhak Ben Siyam Ben Dusha, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel Chava Bas Shashabina, Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shiulea, Meir Ben Chai Yisara, also L'Rufu Shalem for Yehudis Chava Bas Hinda Rezel and Yitzhak Isaac Ben Fege Yachat. They should have a Rufu Shalema B'Seich Shar Chayla Yisrael. So the Mishnah tells us, the 14th Mishnah in the 17th Perek, V'yesh B'mash Nivra B'yom Arishin Tuma. There is that which is created on the first day of creation, Tuma, because Hashem created on the first day heaven and earth, and earthenware Kalim can become Tumay. Basheni ain't by tuma, because on the second day the firmament, the rakia, was created, and the rakia doesn't have tuma. The heavens don't have tuma. But shlishi yesh by tuma, on the third day the trees were created, and of course wooden utensils have tuma. But raviyah b'chamisha ain't by tuma. On the fourth day, when the celestial planets and suns and stars were created, that doesn't have tuma. And the fifth day, where sea and birds were created, Amem Tuma. Now, sea creatures, we said, don't have Tuma. But birds, this is not like the opinion that the sea otter has Tuma because it is on the ground, and birds are also on the ground. So this is another opinion that material from birds don't have Tuma. Chutz miknaf ha'ois, except for that which is made from the wings of the osprey, that's the aznia, obeyas nama hamitzupa. And the ostrich egg, which is itself ostrich eggs, which is coated. Now, the reason why these are midrabanan, because the wings of the osprey could be confused with bones of an animal, because they're hard. And the egg of the ostrich, which is durable when it's coated with earthenware, even though the earthenware is not the main thing, there were geyser tumah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't see the difference between ostrich wings and other wings. Manishtana knaf ha'ayis mikol ha'knafim. There is no difference between the wings of the osprey and other wings. V'kol shenivra b'yom shishi tamei, whatever was created on the sixth day is tamei, because there's tuma by humans, and there's tuma by animals. It goes without saying, there's no tuma on Shabbos. Shabbos menucha was created, menucha is not mekabel tuma. The 15th Mishnah tells us, wow, what a long perek, wow. It's the 17th perek. Wow, look at this, it's the 17th perek, and it has 17 Mishnayos. Wow, unbelievable. Ha'isa kli kibul mikol makom tameh. If you make a container, even if it contains the smallest amount, it's susceptible to tuma, as long as it's a container. Ha'isa mishkav v'maish, if you make something that you could lie on or sit on, mikol makom, even if it's something small, it's mekabel tuma from a zav, from a zava, from a nida. Oisa kis may or hamatza. If a person makes a purse from rawhide that wasn't tanned, or benai niyar from paper, it's tameh. Harimain ha'aloin va'egais, a pomegranate, an acorn, and a walnut, shechakokumatinoikis, that were carved out by children, lamoid ba'em as offered, they were playing to measure earth. Or they fashioned them to be a pan for a scale that they were making, tamei. Now, although a cotton does not have machshava, so if he just designated machshava, it doesn't make tumah, but he has a maisa. Sheesh HaMaisa, since he did a mice of carving it out, fashioning it, even though Ein La Machshava, just with mental designation, that would not be enough to make it be Mekabel Tumah. Wow. Again, I want to mention that we are looking for a sponsor for our Chumash Shir for Shabbos Nachamu, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. This year, last week, was listened to over 500 people just on TorahAnytime.com alone. That's without our huge audience on Kol HaLashon and on Facebook and on Torah Communications Network and our subscribers. So if you'd like to sponsor, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you for joining us and have a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.